Blog Talk Radio. Rock and Roll Sunday. Hey, this is Carol Ann Parisi, and it's time for truth. Let's have a little truth talk today. Can you handle it? Can you handle it? Hey, whatever happened to Sanders at the DNC? He was robbed, I tell you. Yes, he was. And how fair is that to his supporters? You know what? Not so much. Not so much. Remember, Sanders had 13 million votes to Hillary's 16 million. And they set it up. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was fired. Let's remember that. What other options are there? Well, we're going to talk about that later. You think either Trump or Hillary can lead? You think either one of them really have the temperament? Who is going to be the most progressive? And what does progressivism really mean? Who's going to be the most sexist? What about social justice, terrorism, jobs, economy? Okay, it's time to awaken to truth. Can you handle it? That was a long, long, long music intro because guess what? My computer crashed. My computer is not the most awesome computer in the whole world, and it does do has a lot of little glitches every now and then, and probably the user, probably a lot of user error. But hey, happy Sunday. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I'm just going to try and bring some truth every day to the forefront about what's going on in the election. Now, I did hear something from Julian Assange. He's going to be talking about Trump's tax returns. I mean, I don't think tax returns are so sexy, but hey, if there's some there, let's figure out what the there is, okay? Something a little interesting. I went last night to see the Dinesh D'Souza movie. Wow. Hillary's America. Wow. Talk about an awakening. Wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. absolutely amazing. Couldn't even believe it. Okay, truth be told, Martin Luther King was a Democrat. And I didn't realize there were zero, count them, zero Republican slave owners. Zero Republican slave owners. So the Democrats take, under Johnson, he realized he needed a voting bloc. So actually, black people got off of the plantation from their masters, like Democrat Andrew Jackson's plantation, and they're on Uncle Sam's plantation. And you know what? A lot of white people are on Uncle Sam's plantation. And see, Democrats, I really feel Democrats are the most duplicitous, deceitful, deplorable, disingenuous, disenfranchising people in the world. Really, the Democrat Party is really not all they say they are. It is just really, it's getting more and more, okay? Duplicitous, deceitful, deplorable, dangerous, dark, disingenuous, disenfranchising, delusional, disgusting. I'm telling you, crooked, Trump and his crooked word with Hillary Clinton, there's a lot more there. Here, let's talk about Vince Foster again. Here we go. 1990, Foster hired Jerry Parks, an Arkansas investigator, who later worked at the head of security for the Clinton-Gore campaign. According to Parks' widow, Jerry asked Vince why he needed his stuff on Clinton, because Hillary hired Vince Foster to follow Bill Clinton, right? So Jerry responded he needed stuff. He needed it for Hillary, okay? His dish, you know, following Bill and getting the skinny on Bill. When Vince Foster showed up dead in Washington area public park in the summer of 1993, Jerry Parks was terrified. 2 months later, Parks was shot 9 times at close range at a stoplight in his SUV in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, there's a lot of there, folks. There is a lot of there. Lots of there. There's actually a little more there, too, about Hillary. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. It's very, very scary. Let's see. I have to go through different things. That's why if I take a halfway break here, it's because I'm going through things. But let's talk about this, okay? Here we go. From the Daily Mail, and I got to tell you, I totally trust the English papers, the Daily Mail, and there's just different papers because our if you're in the U.S., let's be real. The United States mainstream media is lame. That's why we do Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so here we go. Let's talk about Chelsea's husband, Mezvinsky. Okay, Mezvinsky had actually a Greek tragedy. Mezvinsky actually went to a lot of the Clinton supporters and built $40 million out of them to invest in Greece. You know, bankrupt Greece, how Hillary wants America to be. Hillary's America and Obama's America, right? Lost all the money. When Daily Mail asked Mezvinsky outside his $10 million Manhattan apartment, $10 million apartment they live in. Yeah, that's, you know, like the regular folks, just like you and me. Everybody lives in a $10 million apartment, right? Right? Mm-hmm. He refused to discuss it. All these investors were Clinton Foundation supporters, people who donated to campaigns of Hillary and Bill. He persuaded them to pour cash into this struggling European country, Greece, right, in the hope it will bounce back to deliver massive profits. Always, always the opportunists, you know. Here's this one. Mark Mezvinsky's father, Edward, he pleaded guilty to 31 charges of felony and fraud in 2001 and spent 5 years in federal prison, okay? He admitted scamming his friends and family out of $10 million in a Ponzi scheme, okay? So let's be real. I mean, the Clintons, the corruption goes deep. Donald Trump is right when he says crooked Hillary. I mean, there's a lot of there. I mean, my goodness. Let's see. Come on. We just got to, you know, lead the people out of ignorance here. Let my people go. Let's talk about Uncle Sam's. I know we're going to be talking about the Clinton Foundation. And if we want to do little bits and pieces of the Clinton Foundation, we can. But I really want to talk about the Democrat Party and Uncle Sam's plantation and Ida B. Wells. She was a Republican, too. and you know what? You never see they were into slavery. They were all slave owners. They were all for Jim Crow. Andrew Jackson was the worst. Andrew Jackson was the absolute worst. They were a lot of Klan members after the war. The founders of the Democrat Republican Party were prominent slaveholders it was called the Democrat Republican Party, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. Its opponent, the Federalist Party, was founded by abolitionists like Alexander Hamilton. Well, the main point of contention was federalism was anti-federalism. While the main point of contention was federalism versus anti-federalism, the parties were strangely divided between abolitionists and anti-abolitionists. The Democrat-Republican Party split in 1832 due to the rivalry of John Quincy Adams, abolitionist, and Henry Clay, emancipator, against Andrew Jackson. Why do you wonder why so many black people have the last name of Jackson? It's because president, and he's not kidding, because slaves used to get the last name of their masters. Andrew Jackson was a huge slavery advocate. He would beat his slaves. He would take his women slaves and rape them. I wonder if there's a connection between, Democrat males and raping women. Bill Clinton, Paula Jones. Well, we'll get into that, too. James Polk was a slavery compromiser. Stephen Douglas was a slavery fence-sitter, and he founded the current Democrat Party with Andrew Jackson. So you know, Jackson was bad, man. All these Democrats, no slave ever supported a Republican. No slaver ever supported a Republican. See, Democrats love slavery. It's long history. Democrats consistently worked against abolition and emancipation. they just wanted to keep the slaves straight. And then Democrats implemented new strategies to re-enslave or oppress African Americans. Jim Crow laws. President Woodrow Wilson segregated. Woodrow Wilson was the segregationist. He's a Democrat, okay? Democrats have a long history of racism. It's amazing, okay? Roosevelt appointed a leader of the Ku Klux Klan to the Supreme Court. And then Robert Byrd was a Democrat senator, prominent KKK member. Republicans had tried to pass the Civil Rights Voting Act since mid-1950s, but Democrats blocked them. Johnson gutted the acts and passed them as part of the scheme to pacify blacks to snare their votes. So there you go. You got it? And Richie J. Daley, oh, my gosh. They were really bad. Because when real African-American leaders like Bobby Gore rose up to free blacks from their new masters, Democrats like Mayor Richard J. Daley, you know, I tell you. And now we've got the panderers, the two very well-connected race baiters in chief, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and, of course, President Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, racism is alive and well in the Democrat Party. It's just shrouded differently. Once again, it's the duplicity of Democrats, okay? Sorry to say, I'm looking for Republicans that I've heard there's absolutely no Republican slave owners at all. There were no Republican slave owners. So let's talk a little bit about Ida B. Wells, okay? Ida B. Wells was a writer. She was a Republican woman. She was from Chicago, Illinois. She was a civil rights activist. This woman is amazing, okay? But you don't hear too much about Ida B. Wells. She was born July 16, 1862, in Holly Springs, Mississippi. And she died in Chicago, Illinois. And she went to college. She was a civil rights and women's activist. She was a teacher and a local paper editor. Total feminist, sociologist, suffragist, an early leader in the civil rights movement. Oh, she was one of the founders of the NAACP. She's rolling in her grave right now because they become a racist organization. She was born into slavery. She was young when she lost her parents to yellow fever, and she moved with some of her siblings to Memphis. She documented lynching in the United States. Now we're being lynched by Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama and the rest of the cronies over there. She totally was active in women's rights and suffrage movements. Amazing woman. And I'm just wondering if Hillary Clinton and what's that stupid Meryl Streep, and Hillary Clinton, there's a video with Hillary. Let's see. It's a Hillary Clinton video. Let's play. Oh, it's 13 minutes, and we only have 8. So never mind. We're not going to do that this time. So anyway, it's really time for truth here. Sorry for the jumbling. You've got to go see Dinesh D'Souza's movie. Still waiting to find something, some dirt dish on Trump. But hey, I said there are alternatives. If you have a heart and a brain and know Hillary Clinton is not the person for you, but you also cannot stomach Trump, if you can't stump for Trump but stomach the Donald with his hairdo and all of his crazy loudmouth ways, then you know what? You know, how about Jill? Jill is a true progressive. A true progressive, yes. A true progressive, and the very name of the word, like Woodrow Wilson. You know, Woodrow Wilson actually played movies about the Ku Klux Klan, which re-rose the Klan. They were lawmakers. Woodrow Wilson was a Democrat, by the way. Yeah, just saying. Woodrow Wilson was a Democrat who also signed the Federal Reserve into law. But, hey, it's those duplicitous, deceitful, deplorable, disingenuous, disenfranchising Democrats. They have a D after their name. And, you know, it's no surprise. Democrat, R-A-T, they're rats, okay? Both parties are goofy. But seriously, the Democrats are not for the people. They are about power. They are about themselves. But let's talk about Woodrow Wilson right quick. Woodrow Wilson, Democrat Woodrow Wilson, went ahead and promoted the Ku Klux Klan in the White House under taxpayer dollars, okay? This is where our racism comes from. It comes from Democrats, okay? It is a true statement. They would try and control the immigrants. They would put the immigrants in blighted areas and put them all together. See, Democrats are all about segregation. And then they try and project a perception of that they're more righteous than Republicans. So let's be real. Let's awaken. Let's open our eyes. Let's really see what's going on here. I don't know if Hillary Clinton can actually fool all the American people. Well, you've got a choice in Jill Stein. Jill Stein is a doctor. She is a true, true progressive in every sense of the Woodrow Wilson way of being progressive. Let's remember Margaret Sanger was a huge influence on Hillary Clinton. Hillary loved Margaret Sanger and loved her concept of eugenics. And, you know, if you're not right up to their par, you should be eliminated. Yes, eugenics. Hitler also liked eugenics. It was also a progressive. So vote for Hillary, vote for Hitler. There's Jill. Jill is running on the Green Party ticket. And, yes, she's very socialist. So if you think socialism is the way to go, well, there you go. You know, there's Morrell. Very interesting. He just came out against... he came out for Hillary Clinton. Morrell, he was chief of staff or something in Benghazi. We'll get a little into this. Look up Beacon Global Strategies, you know. So here we go. Let's see here. All right, so let's talk about the Clinton Foundation for the last 4 minutes, and we'll get deeper into it because there's so much there. And we're still talking about the $400 million to Iran. Some people say that was their money, and now, you know, the Hague says we owe them $1.5 billion. We should tell them all to burn in hell, but that's besides the point. That's just my opinion. Okay, climate change, nuclear proliferation. Listen for those buzzwords moving forward. Financial contagion. Start listening to some of those buzzwords in circles. But let's talk about the Clinton Foundation. Only 10% of what the Clinton Foundation raises, only 10%, and if I said this before, this is still huge, only 10% of the billions of dollars that the Clinton Foundation raises actually goes to the charity. I am speechless. 10% goes to the charity. The rest goes to enrich their friends, goes to enrich themselves, goes to enrich their cronies, okay? And fund terrorism. Yes, Hillary Clinton is funding terrorism. Hillary Clinton is responsible for ISIS. So, there are billions of dollars sloshing around in the Clinton Foundation, and it just goes back again to the typical culture of Clinton corruption. Staying true to that. Lots of oligarchs. There are lots of oligarchs and deals with foreign corporations. They keep giving mineral deposit rights and oil deposit rights and natural gas deposit rights. They make these deals with these oligarchs. The money never gets to the people. The money goes to the oligarchs to fund more terrorism, to fund more control over people. The money also goes into the Clinton Foundation slush fund and enriches all of these Clinton donors. This is the Ponzi scheme of the century. This is the Ponzi scheme of the century. I mean, there have been so many UN human rights violations with Paul Kagame, okay? Paul Kagame, look up P-A-U-L-K-A-G-A-M-E. Paul Kagame, okay? He's in Rwanda. The Clinton Foundation gave Paul Kagame the Global Citizens Award. Yes, a great military leader. Of course, because he's creating commercial opportunities for Clinton's crony friends. Their donors, their friends, their allies, it's all pay to play. The king and queen, quid pro quo. The Clintons are the king and queen of quid pro quo. We have 90 seconds. Sorry that this show started off with a lot of Boston. Because, hey, my computer crashed on me, so I had to reboot it, and I had to turn off the audio clip here in my studio. But pay to play. Look up some of these names. Google them. Google them. We'll be back again, maybe tomorrow. Look up Morrell. Global Strategies in Benghazi. Beacon Global Strategies. Look up Hillary Clinton's daughter's husband. And all of his doings, and his father being in jail, and investing in Greece. Yeah, if it wasn't for corruption, the Clintons would know other way. But we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow night with 5 p.m. We're going to be back with our Awaken to Empowerment, a little more positive, no political. But meanwhile, awaken to truth. Seek truth. Seek truth. It is out there. If you seek it, you will find it. We'll talk more about Lucas Landine, Bill's $700,000 speeches, Gilbert Shigori, Mark Rich with the Ayatollah. Oh, yeah. It just, there's a lot of there. Everybody, have a great week. Talk to you next time on Awaken to Truth. This is Truth Talk, Truth Time with Carol Parisi. Catch you next time.